Our scripture for today comes from the Gospel of Matthew in the 9th chapter, verses 18 through 22. While Jesus was saying these things to them, suddenly a leader of the synagogue came in and knelt before him, saying, "My daughter has just died, but come and lay your hand on her and she will live." And Jesus got up and followed him with his disciples. Then suddenly a woman who had been suffering from hemorrhages for 12 years came up behind him and touched the fringe of his cloak. For she said to herself, "If I only touch his cloak, I will be made well." Jesus turned, seeing her, he said, "Take heart, daughter. Your faith has made you well," and instantly the woman was made well. Praise God for this, his holy word. Let us pray. Almighty, eternal God, silence within us every voice but your own. Prepare our hearts to receive your living will word. May your spirit open our minds to receive your inspiration. And having heard your word, may we be doers of the word and not just hearers. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. So every day during the week, after I get up, shower, grab some toast, I sit down in my home office. And I start going through, I make a little to-do list. What are the projects that I need to focus on at work? What are some of the chores around the house that I need to get done? Where do I need to go? Do I need to make a Walmart run to get Pepsi Zero? And I make this list, and I start my day. And slowly but surely, all of this careful plan that I have made for myself starts to unravel. Every morning at work, we have something called a stand-up, which is basically we go through what we worked on yesterday, what we are working on today, and get feedback on certain things. And sometimes during this meeting, I'm asked to look at something that wasn't on my list. Didn't know that I would have to take a look at this. And during the day, I'll get emails, instant messages from people at work asking for help or asking me to look at something. I get text messages from Holly saying, this needs to get done. Don't forget to let the chickens out. Stuff like that. Stuff that, again, is not really on my to-do list. So, and I get pulled into meetings and all this other stuff, and my carefully laid plans fall apart. I go to the store. I go to Walmart. And I know exactly what I need. And usually, you know, I'm back in the soda aisle trying to get my Pepsi Zero, which I am addicted to. And there's someone who has their cart in front of the Pepsi Zero. And they're standing there with a contemplative stance that I know that they're not going to move that cart anytime soon. I need to get out of here. Move your cart. I said that on the inside. Or I'm walking down one of the automotive aisles looking for something, And this sweet old lady, older lady, I should say, says, "Excuse me, sir, I'm told I need to have a gas additive. I don't understand what the difference is between these two." This actually happened, and this happened to be a day when I was a little bit cantankerous. And all I wanted to do was get in, get out. And I'm getting interrupted. So I help her out, and I continue on my way. And then there's other times where I'm going down an aisle, and there's two people from opposite directions, and they know each other, and they think that it's time to have a visitation. I just want to get my stuff. Get out of here. This is not the time, nor is it the place. Or I see someone that I know when I'm out and about, and usually it's when I need to get somewhere and they want to have a conversation with me. And while I usually love having conversations with people, sometimes it is just a nuisance. I don't need this right now. I've got places to go. I've got things to do. It's frustrating when our plans fall apart, when something comes up that just wrecks the whole thing. You know, many of us have plans for our life. I know, I can tell you that when I was in high school, I was going to go off to college and I was going to be a chemical engineer. I was going to get married and I was going to have my 2.5 kids. We plan the things that happen in our lives, what we want to study in college, the career that we want to pursue for our lives. And of course, all of us want to get rich, right? All of us had that as part of the plan. As followers of Christ, one of the things that we want to do is we want to try to figure out what God's will is for our lives and the lives of our family, the lives of our children. It would be very nice and very helpful if God would give us, perhaps on our 18th birthday, if He would give us a box smartly wrapped with wrapping paper with a big old bow on it that says something like God's will for Timothy William Moore. Then we could take very carefully, undo the paper, open the box, and in there would be a book, a diary, if you will, that tells us what God's will is for our lives. A box that tells us who we're going to marry, how many kids we are going to have, and the name of those 2.5 kids that we all aspire to. But unfortunately, it doesn't work like that. God doesn't give us a diary that says this is what's going to happen on a day-to-day basis. God's will is not revealed all at once. God's will is revealed to us throughout our entire lifetime. What He wants us to do is revealed to us. So God doesn't wrap is well up in that box. Now, I want us all to take a moment, and I want you to think about your life thus far. And I want you to think about if you were to sit down and write your autobiography, what would make the book? Would all of your plans and all of the things that you aspired to, would that make the book? Would that be your autobiography? Or would your autobiography simply detail interruption after interruption after interruption of your lives? Would your autobiography talk about, well, yes, I was going to be a chemical engineer and blah, 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 blah. Or would it be, yeah, I went to school to be a chemical engineer, but I was interrupted because I was failing second semester freshman physics because it was electrical physics and it just went, phew. And I ended up going into IT. I was watching a video on YouTube, and a video by a gentleman named Mark Lowry came up. And if you don't know who Mark Lowry is, he is a Christian comedian, a Christian singer, and I would dare say that he is somewhat of a theologian. He has a long relationship with Bill and Gloria Gaither. He's been in the Gaither vocal band. He participated in the homecoming videos, etc., etc. And in this video, he talked about something that Gloria Gaither had said and told him, and that is God is in the interruptions. And this kind of struck me, and I did some research, and I found an article where Gloria Gaither talked about this. And she told the story about how her mother told her that God's will for your life is God's will for this very minute. Do what you know to do now and don't ask God for any more information until you've done it with all you've got. That doesn't sound very biblical, does it? That doesn't quite strike a chord, at least it didn't for me. But the more that I thought about it, if you look at the Bible, what do you see? You see God interrupting people's lives. If you look at Abraham and Sarah, Abraham, the father, you know, the father, everything that comes after came through Abraham. He was the father of nations. And he and Sarah were in their old age. They didn't expect to have children. And what's God do? God interrupts them. Guess what? You're going to have a son. If you think about Noah, Noah got interrupted. I can't help thinking Bill Cosby has a routine about Noah where he says Noah is a carpenter and he's just there, voom, voom, voom.
Noah.
What?
Zoom, zoom.
Noah. What? I want you to build an ark. Right. What's an ark? Thank you. So Noah got interrupted. Moses, one of the greatest representatives of God on earth. And he gets interrupted. He is a prince of Egypt. And he kills someone and he has to flee and he goes off and he is a shepherd taking care of his father-in-law's flock of sheep. And there's a burning bush. And there God revealed to Moses what he wanted him to do. Moses got interrupted. Moses was going to be a shepherd. Jonah was just going on about his business, and God said, I want you to go to Nineveh. And Jonah says, yeah, okay, I'll go. But he said he was going to go, but he was headed the opposite direction. And God interrupted, and he got thrown off the ship, and he got swallowed by a whale. Mary, the mother of Jesus, got interrupted. She was just living her life, and she was preparing to be an ordinary wife to someone. And Gabriel comes down and interrupts her life and says, Mary, you are going to be the mother of the Savior. The Apostle Paul, he got interrupted. He's on his way to go kill Christians in Emmaus. And God interrupts his life. Boy, does he interrupt his life, strikes him blind, and says, I want you to go do my will. And even Jesus was interrupted many times. The wedding feast at Canaan, he's just there. I'm sure that, you know, he is enjoying himself. Just being part of the festivities, and they run out of wine. And what does his mother do? Hey, Jesus, do something about this. I don't want to. Young man, you will do something about it. In our scripture for today, we see Jesus is teaching, and there is a leader of the synagogue that comes and interrupts him, saying, my child has died, please come, for I know that you can bring her back to life. And Jesus and the disciples are on their way. And a woman who had been bleeding for 12 years came up and said, if I just touch the hem of his garment. And when she did, Jesus felt her doing that. He felt his power go out into her. So here he is. Jesus is talking. He gets interrupted to go help a dying daughter. And he gets interrupted on the way to his interruption. That would frustrate me. To no end. Or when Jesus is trying to get away from the crowd, so he rolls across the lake and the people come around and there they are. Jesus gets interrupted. They're hungry. They can't go buy food. The disciples say, Jesus, do something about this. The fact is, my friends, that doing the will of God is a moving target. God's will for us changes. Like Gloria Gaither's mother said, God's will is his will at this moment. God's will is to use us where we are with the people that we come across. Sometimes these interruptions are to give us experience, to mold us, if you will, for to do something else. that God needs us to do. So what do we do about it? What do we do about God's will being in the moment? Well, the first thing is don't stop making plans. Make your plans. Make your plans to go camping. I loved Jane's story today because it fits so well into this. What did you expect? You expected to go all the way up the West Virginia Turnpike. There was an interruption. Get off, go on a road. Blow a tire, blow the brakes. That's an interruption in the middle of an interruption. But did it work out? Absolutely. Oh gosh. That's an interruption. Don't interrupt the pastor. Anyhow, it worked out. And someone was able to be a blessing to Glenn and Jane. God was able to work. And I'm sure that tow truck driver, he was probably very grateful for being able to help you. See, it's not always about us getting. Sometimes it is us giving opportunities to people. So anyhow, make your plans, get up, get ready for the day, get dressed, make your list. But be ready because God's going to screw it up. God's going to mess your plans up. So what do we do when we are interrupted? I like Gloria Gaither said that she wished she understood this God is in the eruption sooner in her life because there would be less sighs, there would be less frustration in her life. We need to welcome these interruptions, not with groans, but see them as gifts, as opportunities that God gives us to do His will. When we are interrupted, we shouldn't have frustration. We shouldn't be frustrated. We should look at it with a sense of wonder and a sense of awe that our mighty God can take and use us, our insignificant, imperfect selves, to do God's will. God is in the interruptions in our lives. Amen.